This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Gosnell jury is digging back through graphic and shocking details of earlier testimony. The callousness displayed in the Gosnell clinic continues to shock anyone who cares to examine the details. A single U.S. senator has killed a resolution in the U.S. Senate to examine abortion laws in the U.S. Code, which allow unregulated abortion and the horrors like those of the Philadelphia Gosnell clinic. Pro-abortion Democrats had tried to provide cover and keep his name anonymous, but word leaked that it was Senator Rich Blumenthal of Connecticut. A GOP senator's press secretary blew the whistle. Another video from Live Action shows that the thinking behind Kermit Gosnell's actions is alive and well in abortion businesses across the country. We'll spare you the details, but the latest video captures abortionist Dr. Leroy Carhart's views of the unborn in his own metaphor. Details at lifenews.com. This is Life News Radio. When it comes to the press avoiding stories like abortionist Kermit Gosnell's trial, there is ample reason for that avoidance. Mind you, there is no excuse, but there is reason. But that reason is also why we must pray for those in news media, and why you should pray for Life News Radio and LifeNews.com. Such stories can take the life right out of a person, and most of us can only imagine how those in media with an abortion in their past manage to cope. It is another way for you to pray for a culture of life. J.D. Mullane of the Philadelphia Inquirer says the Gosnell case is already changing minds, saying that the Gosnell case pulls the curtain back from the inherent violence of abortion. Mullane says that at least one liberal pro-choice journalist has had a crisis and is changing their mind on abortion. This has been Life News Radio.